Colin Quinn, how did you decide the Constitution was funny? And then how did you decide it was funny enough to make an entire show out of it?
Well, it takes delusions of grandeur, of course, like any comedian. But also, I just wanted to do a show because I really was honestly interested in why everybody loves the Constitution in a country where nobody agrees on anything. Everybody supports the Constitution, whether they interpret it differently or not. Nobody badmouths the Constitution. It was more out of interesting. I feel like I can make anything funny if I just do the dirty work.
What was the dirty work for this?
The dirty work is reading all these books about the Constitutional Convention and about the Constitution. Of course, right away when they're drinking, that makes it easier because you're like, okay, now I can humanize them to myself. Madison's the nerdy kind of guy, and Ben Franklin's like the party guy, and then George Washington's like the all-American, you know, the school quarterback that everybody loves.
There's a lot of Philly in this show, obviously.
Yes.
Has being here actually added to your idea about the Constitution?
All the Philly stuff is from this week and last week. Well, I had no Philly stuff before that. When we got the 3 weeks here, I was so happy because I was like, now I can do the Philly stuff and be in Philly and really understand the connection of Philly and the Constitution, and not to mention Declaration of Independence too, you know.
So how did you do that?
I just started thinking about Philly, walking around, like listening to that accent is all 13 colonies put together.
Yes.
You know? And there's no denial here. It's got this historical thing, but it's also it's violent, it's crazy, but it's still sophisticated. Every different class of people is on Chestnut Street at all times, you know? And it's just, there's just something about it that feels very in your face, you know?
You actually did a whole lot of research. Let's hear a clip from you talking about the preamble.
As the preamble says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, because perfect is fine for other countries. More perfect is better for us, right?
Did you become a student of the Constitution, would you say?
Yes. I really wanted to avoid that, but I did. I became a student of the Constitution.
Why did you want to avoid it?
Because it's hard work. You have to read through all these books on the Constitution. I wanted there to be a definitive book on the Constitution that gave me all the knowledge I needed to do the show. But nothing works that way. You know, you have to keep going, okay, that made me understand this little two lines of my show. You know, it starts to feed on itself. Where even though I don't want to read another thing about the Constitution, I feel like I have to.
I was wondering about the social commentary you developed for this piece. Here's one piece of unconstitutional.
If you identify anyone's ethnicity, forget about it. You can't say any ethnicity. When I was growing up, it was a different time. Multicultural it was. And if I was telling a story, I said, this black guy, people go, what happened? Now, if you say this black guy, people go, whoa. Why does he have to be black in your true story?
When you sat down to really put this show together, had you already develop some of the subjects for your social commentary?
Everybody's annoyed by political correctness now and language, but I love the fact that these big issues all fit in. All of it fits in to the Constitution. Like the interesting thing about American mentality from the Constitution is whenever there's a problem, we're like, okay, what's the solution to it? And other places are like, hey, there's a problem. Hey, that's Angola, baby. That's how it goes down here. But we're like, this is a problem. Let's fix it.
Colin Quinn, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Howard. Pleasure, really.